This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
Yes.
Yes.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Want to. Be happy.
Be happy.
Thank you, James. That makes me happy.
I feel my shoulders dropping a little bit more suddenly.
When you worry, you make it.
Relax.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Okay, we're not going to worry.
That
if you're just joining
truth.
Us, I have been in a funk today, and that's the way it is. Life delivers you sometimes ice cream, and sometimes it's sour milk. And but the best ice cream, the best milk comes from mammary glands. Remember that?
Milked almonds? Cashews?
No. Boo! No! Forget
nut milk
that
is
stuff.
King.
No, it isn't. It's garbola, as they say. All right, this is the Good Day program. March the 5th is upon us. It's Tuesday. It's Super Tuesday. The people who are going out to vote, let's see here. Trump won the North Dakota Republican caucuses, 85% of the vote. Yesterday, 15 states voting for presidential candidates today. Let's see here. there's a new term that applies to Trump called collective amnesia.
So he gets credit for that term, that phrase now?
Well, I don't know that he does, but it's something being used by people who would like to remember or remind you that these things didn't work so well when he was president. But those are the people who want somebody else. Yeah, although, you know, I'd like to think that we don't have amnesia. I'd like to think that somewhere there's somebody else beside these two guys that would. Biden says, I'm going to beat Trump. Yeah, right. Okay. So what?
Well, not even amnesia, but just comparisons. This is, again, we've said this numerous times, but this is an election year where we have seen each candidate, because let's be honest, Trump is going to be the Republican candidate once it's all said and done come November.
This is the first time
that we have seen each candidate with one term of presidency. So we've actually seen what they can do in that seat. It's not this hypothetical of, well, what will they do and what have they done in other positions? Like, no, we've seen both of them have been president of the United States. We know what it looks like.
Yeah. It drives me crazy to look at this sort of and how people look at either Biden or Trump, and they just don't see it because they don't want to see it. And who am I? I'm not going to tell you how to think. I'm just going to tell you how I think. But here's an example of the collective amnesia. Alan Weisselberg, who is the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, pled guilty yesterday to lying to investigators in the fraud case that was against, you know, Trump. But the fraud case is fraudulent in my mind. I'm not protecting Trump. He's a big boy. He can protect himself. I just don't like the fact that people in power like that can use and abuse their power to go after Trump. Trump's vulnerable. He's easy to not like. He's easy to want to go at. All that stuff we get. But the law is the law. And there's so many politicians involved in law. This woman that was the Attorney General of New York, what a disgrace. Some of the stuff going on down south is disgraceful. It's just using the system to get your enemy. It's not, I mean, that's kind of the human way, but that doesn't mean that it's the right way. Anyway, let's see what else happened yesterday. A federal judge issued a decision in a case challenging the Arizona voting law, upholding rules requiring proof of citizenship. Why in the name of God is that a question? How can you be a voter and not be a citizen? Why is that even a question? Yeah. Why does that go to court? Who brings those cases to court? That in this circumstance, there is allowed in a state people's voting opportunities, and they're not even a damn citizen. You talk about how to defeat the United States of America. That's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yep, that's it. Okay. I'm doing what I said I wasn't going to do. Get worked up about all this stuff. Ah! Big crash. Nashville, where you used to live, Interstate 40, the big superhighway going through Nashville. A plane crashes on the highway, kills everybody on board.
Yeah.
And the highway is closed. So those of you who may be driving in that direction or driving around that direction, you better get off of I-40. How far is I-70 from Nashville? 70 and 80 is way north, but I think 70 is fairly close, isn't it?
40? I do not recall I-70.
Mm.
I think that's so, is that more west Nashville or farther east? It's either
it's an east west highway, but I'm trying to remember where it goes from, because 80 and 90 and 70 and 10 and 20 and those are east west. The even numbered are east west, the odd numbered are north south.
And it's an 95 interstate.
95 goes. Yeah, and what, 70 is an interstate, yeah. Yeah, it goes through, I know it goes through southern Illinois, but maybe I'm too far north. Anyway, this was a mess here. Cars crashed. The road is closed. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they were trying to land in a grassy area behind a Costco that's near I-40.
No, that's where they were trying to make it to an airport, and I can't remember the name of that airport. It's John C. Toon Airport. That's where they were trying to make it. They got clearance to land there while handling this emergency, but then they never made it. They got to a grassy area just off of I-40, but it was basically right next to that interstate, and they had to close it down. And it's a miracle that they did not hit any vehicles, that they didn't hit any buildings. It is so sad that the five people on board have perished, but the fact that nobody else was killed or injured is a miracle.
Yeah, it really is.
They don't know why the plane went down. They don't know where it was coming from, and they don't know who the victims are yet.
And looking at the mess, the plane burned to a crisp, as did the people inside it, so they're never going to figure it out. Maybe too. All right. Yep. All right. Let's see what's going on with the situation in the Middle East. Report from the UN today finding signs that militias are assaulting Israeli women, that Hamas is going after. And what? This is not news. This isn't new. They found clear evidence that hostages in Gaza had been sexually assaulted and tortured. All right? They sexually assaulted Israeli women. We knew that from the beginning. So why is there any support at all? I get the Palestinian thing. I understand all of that. But why is it that the news media, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, are printing things that come from Hamas as if they were factual? They aren't.
Yeah.
And this is the trouble with information that is erroneous. And this is what we are suffering with. The conversation is built on bunk. It is. All right. Anyway, China's in trouble. Growth patterns are way down. They're trying to figure out a way to improve their economy. There's stuff in the... There's all kinds of stuff going on all around the world. America's pretty insulated and pretty isolated, whether you think we are or not. People traveling to other... I always thought, whenever I travel somewhere, that I know more about what's going on in America, being outside of America, than I do, and it's my business to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, there's so much going on that we don't get.
Well, and everything has a bias, so you have to read multiple articles from multiple news sources, and it's helpful when you also read from different news sources from different countries.
Yeah. USA Today covering the frat problem, the sorority problem at the University of Maryland. Greek life is halted there because of hazing. This is the third or fourth time, it seems to me, that we've talked about this sort of thing and what's going on college campuses. And here we go into spring break. Isn't that next week when college... I know the price of airplane tickets. I bought a ticket to go to L.A. next week, and it was twice what I paid 2 weeks ago. Because then I said to myself, okay, what's this? And this is spring break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so, usually March into early April.
Yeah. All right, so Miami Beach is going to cut ties with spring break, period. Even though there are some people that say, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to go there anyway. The mayor released a video campaign. This is actually Miami Beach, not Miami proper, because there's Miami Beach, there's South Miami. You know, there's a bunch of different Miamis. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they have announced the initiative that this month the city's entertainment district will enforce a flat rate parking fee of $30 for parking garages. They're trying to... if you're parked in places you're not supposed to be, in order to have your car towed, it'll cost you $516. So that's pretty unfriendly, right? Heretofore, people have been able to park anywhere. They lived in tents on the street. Alcohol was everywhere. But now, March 7th to the 10th, that's this weekend, and the 14th to the 17th, that's the beginning and the end of
really looking at
spring break. Yeah, right. Yep. DUI checkpoints all over Miami Beach. But basically, they're saying we're going to make sure the rules are enforced. So look out. But that starts this weekend. Yeah. All right. 18 after here on Good Day.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's now 23 after the hour here in the Good Day program. Tuesday, Jay and Doug, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, moving into the social media zone here. The number seven name on one of the trending lists I saw this morning for famous people, actors, actresses are usually the ones that are on that list. And John Amos is on it today because his daughter has issued a claim about the care of her father. I didn't even know that he was 84. He's been around for a long time. Most people remember him from Good Times and Roots and any number of movies, including he was in a couple of the Bruce Willis movies, the Die Hard movies. But he's very recognizable, great voice. And apparently he's fallen on hard times as far as his health is concerned. And now the children are arguing about care. We'll talk about the argument and what really is going on with John Amos right after this here on Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're Skyrizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
I'm beginning to think, Jay, looking this over, this may be more about the siblings, the two children, than it is about John Amos. Apparently, the son, who's known as Casey, his name is Kelly, known as KC, has been charged. He was arrested. He threatened to kill his sister, who's the one who's making the complaints about the care of John Amos, who apparently is living with either his son is living at home with John or John's living with him. You know, and there are some things going on. It doesn't look like Alzheimer's, but
It's like fluid retention. He's been in the hospital a few times, heart issues. I think it was heart a few months ago or last summer, he had like the lower half of his body was filling up with fluid, stuff like that. But John and his son, KC, they work together a lot. They're doing the docuseries on, I can't remember who they're doing the docuseries on, but they've been working together. He's working on music, and he said that he's well enough to speak for his own behalf. And that these allegations of neglect are false and unmerited. But then his daughter Shannon is saying that they went through the same thing with their mother, that she dealt with tremendous neglect before, I guess, her passing. And then now they're dealing with the father. And I agree with you, Doug. It seems like the sibling issue.
Well, Amos himself said he's feeling well, working diligently on a number of projects. And so I don't understand. We do a lot together. Some people say we look like brothers instead of father and son. You know, whatever it is. You can go to TMZ, you can go to People Magazine, you can go to the LA Times and get three different stories about what's going on. Mm-hmm. But he said, John Amos said, the story about neglect is false and unmerited. Complaint has been open and ongoing, according to the L.A. Police Department. And so, you know, what do you believe? The thing that I'm most concerned about is how he is. I don't really care about the kids. I thought he was always a great actor, kind of, and a nice, he seemed like a very pleasant kind of a guy. So you wish him well. Hold a good thought for John Amos. I think that's the way to handle this. 28 after the hour here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at Omaha.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump hailed the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Monday, the court's decision in Colorado's case barred his removal over insurrectionist claims, effectively halting similar attempts by other states. A fallen utility pole is suspected to have sparked the largest wildfire in Texas history. Several lawsuits and property insurance claims assert that Xcel Energy neglected to inspect and maintain their equipment. The blaze has engulfed more than 1 million acres of land and claimed 2 lives. JetBlue and Spirit have decided to cancel their merger. The decision follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked the $3.8 billion agreement. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Something quite atrocious.
Trenches.
If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Y'all need a little inspiration. This will serve that purpose. Speaking of inspiration, Uri Geller will join us in a few moments for some inspiration, no doubt. Meanwhile, we're celebrating Tuesday, the 5th of March. It's the 14th Amendment ruling over Trump's ballot eligibility that has people all worked up. Things earlier, I think yesterday, we talked about Haiti, Jay, and what was going on there. Pretty bleak.
Yes, that big prison break.
This is the first time hearing that. Charles Barkley. I smile and I'm sort of chuckling at this, but, you know, it's part of the, it's a sign of the times. He was not mincing his words. In a conversation with Gayle King on CBS, he responded to remarks that Trump made in South Carolina as he won the Republican primary there. I think that Trump has widely been quoted as suggesting that black people have taken a liking to him after he got arrested for attempting to overturn the presidential results in Georgia. And so when he when I did get the mugshot in Atlanta, mugshot was number one, Trump said. And so I think he was speaking at the Black Conservative Federation's gala that they have, the black population. Barkley said the following, quote, "First of all, I'm just going to say this. If I see a black person walking around with Trump's mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face."
So violent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm laughing, but it isn't funny. It is, you know, it's Charles Barkley. That's kind of the way he is. And, you know, so, I don't know, do I belabor the point? The Supreme Court kept him on the ballot. Okay, that's all right. We get to that. And I think that's enough.
Well, what's the world coming to? Because once upon a time, it was just a figure of speech of like, oh, if I say this, I'm going to punch them in the face. And now we live in a society where it's actually happening. People are getting punched in the face or pushed over or shot because everybody has guns anymore and they're just not equipped to have a gun. I don't have a problem with people having guns who are able to have a gun. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah. They're appropriate
if
it's appropriate.
To have a gun. Who are not just going to get upset over a parking spot and pull out their weapon. Like, no, you don't need a gun if that's what you're using it for.
Yep. No. Nope. All right, let's see here. Meghan, who is the Duchess of Sussex, right? Isn't that her title?
I believe they still get to use those titles because those were wedding presents from the Queen.
Okay. So she's going to Austin this week to headline a panel at the South by Southwest, what do they call that? The gathering. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on. So Katie Couric, Brooke Shields, and Meghan Markle are going to be on a panel opening day to discuss the state of the world from their perspective. This is the 38th time that this is happening, by the way. I guess I don't remember it being around. I just last like maybe 7-8 years, but it's been around for a long time. So anyway, the conversation, I think that, you know, she's certainly well known and women paying attention. I should ask you, as the resident person who watches more Meghan's, women's stuff than I do, is it like, is Meghan Markle in the same league as Katie Couric and Brooke Shields? In your estimation?
I cannot answer that. I do not know. And I know I'm not supposed to say I don't know, but I don't follow Meghan Markle enough to know. Maybe she is. She must be well-equipped in some way, shape, or form to be a part of this panel, part of this discussion.
Yeah. Well, somebody thinks she is.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And I don't think it's one of those situations where it's like, well, it's the name Meghan Markle, or it's that she's the Duchess of Sussex that's going to bring people. I don't think that means a lot because people are so frustrated with her and that whole situation. I would guess that maybe, she is relatively equal to be there.
Here's something to think about. When you get on a plane and you don't behave yourself,
Listen to what United has done to these two passengers. This is a trip from London to Newark. It was diverted to Bangor over the weekend because two passengers were drunk and they were having a fist fight. And the flight attendants couldn't break it up, so the plane landed in Bangor. The two passengers who appeared intoxicated were taken off the plane. Law enforcement officials put them under arrest, and then the plane went to Newark. So United announced yesterday these two are banned for life. They can never get on a United plane again, as is appropriate. Anyway, the 767 going from London to Newark, they have four flights a day, interestingly enough. United does. Newark is becoming much more of a focal point, much more of a hub. I mean, it's a big airport, but United has sort of built it up. So the fact that BA is running in United, I mean, American runs their flights from JFK. What I find amusing or interesting, compelling actually, is the fact that some people prefer to fly to Europe out of Newark than to go to JFK. It's actually easier, and I understand the argument, it's easier to get for some, depending on where you live, to get to Newark than it is to get to JFK. Getting to JFK is a pain in the butt. It's awful, frankly, to get there. So, anyway, there was a passenger on a plane, American plane, from London to Chicago that was restrained. They had to tie him up with duct tape. I'm just seeing this for the first time. There's a JetBlue. I'm looking at all of these different notes that I have here. London to New York. This passenger who was drunk was held down by other customers. So here's my question. Mm-hmm. Are they buying liquor on the plane? Should the flight attendants say no to you when you appear to have had enough? Bartenders do.
Well, and I know that when you're at the airport, if there's a layover or something, and if you get drunk at the airport, sometimes they will not let you board your flight.
They won't let you get on the plane.
But that's a good question. Yeah. What happens when you're already on the flight?
Yep. All right, let's get some inspiration. Uri Geller is going to join us from Israel. We'll talk about what's going on there and the fact that I'm his good friend and I need some inspiration. And so do a lot of other people today. So we'll get to that after this.
KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl for just $3.49. And for a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
One of the greatest inspirational thinkers in our world is Uri Geller, who I'm fortunate to call a very good friend, a close friend. He's on the line with us from his home in Israel. Certainly, he is confronted every day with the drama of what's going on in his corner of the world. But I will tell you, I have been in a funky mood, and I wanted you create. You know, I think we create what we don't want oftentimes. We worry about things. We talk about things. We're confronted by things. There are beacons everywhere of worry, for sure. And I remember somebody once telling me, Uri, it wasn't you, but somebody who was close to me said, worrying is just a prayer for what you don't want. And so, anyway, how do you, when you're in a funky place, because everybody gets into them, or your wife is, or somebody close to you, your brother-in-law, how do you get out of it, or how do you help other people get out of being in a bad place?
Yeah, but look, I'm not an expert in the English language, but I don't think funky means being depressed or being down. On the contrary, doesn't funky means kind of funny and strange? And why are you using that?
Yeah, it could be. Maybe I use it because it's different. It's a different mood. Funky also can mean different in American paraphrasing. So let me put it another way. I'm in a bad mood. How's that? Okay, I'm in a bad way. It. I don't feel excited like I normally do.
When you go to the Hard Rock Cafe,
Because of all of the crap that's going on in the Middle East, those damn Houthis and the blowing up the ship, and that's bothering me. I fell down on Friday and cracked a couple of ribs, and that's bothering me. And with the presidential stuff that's going on here, which is such a load of crap, is bothering me. So, yeah, that's it.
So am I speaking to you? Am I speaking to you now while you have cracked ribs?
Yes, you are.
Oh, wow. I'll heal them very quickly. I'm not a healer, but I do believe in positive healing intentions. So every morning, I will be sending you an Imogen on WhatsApp, and that will be full and bursting with positive thoughts, and it'll affect your mind, body, and soul positively, and your bones are going to heal faster. But I also would like to advise you, although I'm not a doctor, to have calcium vitamins,
yes, and calcium.
I don't know if you take calcium. I take calcium every day.
Yeah, I do
good.
Too.
So when you feel down like that, I've got some mantras basically for getting things done. You see, when you're down, you want to do something positive. So you say to yourself, okay, do it now. I'm telling you, do it now. If you have something very important to do, but you're kind of pushing it back, no, do it now. Also say in your mind, I can and I will. And you continue thinking, I know what I want. This is very important because most people thoughts about things they want done are murky. They're not clear. And they get worried about things that don't even happen. They don't need you to worry about it when you cross the bridge. The other thing is to lock on and hold on. Hold on that positive thought. Think positive, think yes. And Doug, never take no for an answer. Because quitters never win. Winners never quit.
Never quit.
And
don't
come with excuses. Because excuses are for losers. And remember that. And you're not a loser. And always say, everything is possible. Step by step, stay steady on the target. And when I meet people in the street, I always leave them with these three important mantras. This is, listen to it carefully. Whatever you can visualize, you can materialize. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have, because you're the architect of your own lives. If you think that way, you'll be a winner, and all these negative, bad moods will evaporate. They will ebb away, and you will be happy, positive, motivated to do things.
Now, see, I feel better already. Good thing that we called. So everybody else is feeling good as well. Uri Geller, check out what's going on with him and his museum. Uri Geller, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. Talk to you, Uri. Thanks. 10 before the hour.
Bye.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Drama theme from the 80s. Let's see if I'm right. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Movie Moments, focusing on film and television, things that are entertaining. Chuck Curry, in and of himself, is entertaining. All right, so what are you entertaining us with today, Chuckster?
That's actually the soundtrack or the score, as they call it, to the 1970 film Airport, which starred Burt Lancaster, Dean Martin, George, Jacqueline Bisset, and George Kennedy. Played Petroni. Yep. I think he was in all of the Airport movies.
He was all of them, yeah. He was Petroni. I think there were three or four of them.
Airport 1, 75, 77, 79, so four.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, so we're just...
I'm a big fan of 77 with Jack Lemmon. I like that one. The one that goes into the Bermuda Triangle underwater.
I've always been a big fan of George Kennedy's. I always thought he was...
Yeah, me too.
Such
he was also in the... 74 disaster film Earthquake. This launched the disaster movie, right? You had Airport in 70, Poseidon Adventure 72, Towering Inferno, and Earthquake in 74, and the list went on. It burnt itself out, though, once Jaws came into the marketplace in 75 and people started going to see something different, you know, the tail end of disaster movies.
Follow this with me for a minute. In terms of likability, more men than women became stalwarts. And I guess I'm thinking about this because of George Kennedy and all the various roles that he played. He was a bad guy in Cahill, U.S. Marshal. He did play early in his career. He was kind of an ominous big guy, and he played bad guys. And then stretch it all the way through to the Leslie Nielsen era when he was the cop in those silly movies and how much... fun, the Naked Gun movies, how much fun they were. But he was in everything. And it sort of reminds me, during the John Wayne era, there were a few actors who were in all of his movies. Ward Bond is one of them that comes to mind, Paul Fix and Bruce Cabot. But Ward Bond, more than he's sort of, he and George Kennedy, he was the George Kennedy before George Kennedy, if you know what I mean. He right. was in all kinds of movies, and he had that same look and that gruffness about him. It was just, I think the two of them were very much entwined.
Now it's a baby face in movies.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a different look.
All right. There's a lot of Robin Wright stuff around. I wanted to ask your thought. Robin Wright talked about how Andre the Giant palmed her head like a baseball to warm her up when she was on The Princess Bride. And then she was talking about when she was filming Forrest Gump and how the water in the D.C. pool, the reflecting pool, was so dirty. So I'm wondering why she's around. What have I missed here? She must be in something.
She's a good actress. Because, I mean, she's a good actress.
Yeah, she is.
This is obscure because it didn't do well, but Robin Williams did a movie called Toys. By Barry Levinson, and it got critically panned. I mean, I could get enjoyment out of it because Robin Williams is just so, so crazy over the top. And in that film, but Robin Wright was not a co-star. And I remember watching that in the theater, looking at her on the big screen and saying, you know what, it just felt like the next Julia Roberts. Now, nobody ever became the next Julia Roberts because she was in the class, whatever she had, right, the intangibles by herself. Right. But Robin Wright is very solid.
She's going to, here's what, this reason that she's around everywhere. She plays Queen Isabel in the new film Damsel with Angela Bassett, Nick Robinson, and apparently they had a lot of fun. This is a Netflix movie, so they need the publicity. That's why she's everywhere. She's out promoting it.
What do you think of this one, TV? CBS has cast a unknown actor named Austin Stowell to play the young Gibbs, that this character Mark Harmon played, in an NCIS prequel series. You like that idea?
Do you know what I like better? I don't know, but I know that LL Cool J has migrated to NCIS Hawaii. Somehow or other, he didn't want to quit. Apparently, what's his face?
Chris O'Donnell.
He had enough of the NCIS stuff, so that's why that went away. But LL Cool J,
I tell you one thing: if you have a CBS procedural, you got a good chance of having a long career because these shows
exactly. Donnie Wahlberg has said that there is behind the scenes an effort by all of the players, except for Tom Selleck, to figure out what to do with Blue Bloods to keep it going.
Why not?
People like that. Yeah, exactly. All right, Chucker, you'll be back tomorrow, right? Why not?
I will.
You
want to
come back tomorrow? Yeah, why don't you come back tomorrow? Yeah, okay. Good. Hi, Chucker. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, now 59 after the hour.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.